The governing party has been sitting at around 42-43% since yesterday.
Yes.
I think we are moving into a new era of coalitions now.
Yes.
What does this mean for the country?
Well, this is a watershed election for South Africa. You will know that looking at the history of liberation movements across the whole of the African continent, they start very strongly, they get overwhelming majorities, and then after about 20 to 30 years, they unravel. And we're seeing the same thing happening in South Africa. The ANC will never get a 50% plus majority again. They will continue to decline. There'll be huge internal conflict over this result. And we can see exactly the same pattern as we've seen in other African democracies happening in our country. We've had lots of experience of coalitions, especially in the Democratic Alliance. I was in my first coalition in 1999. So, you know, that's 25 years of coalitions that we have good experience of. But coalitions are not the only option when no party reaches 50%. There are things like forming a strong opposition bloc. There are things like minority governments. There are things like confidence and supply arrangements. They're called confidence and supply arrangements, which I'm sure you can Google and work out exactly what those are. We've got many, many options. But the first thing we're going to do is get together with our multi-party charter partners, because we don't want to go ahead without them. We would much prefer to have a jointly agreed pathway into the future. And when we've had the conversation with our multi-party partners tomorrow, then we will take it to our FedEx on Sunday.
So you're happy with your performance?
We're happy, yes.
Okay.
We're the only parliamentary party that has grown, the only one. And we are very delighted with that. We've turned around the loss of 2019, and we are making steady progress.